All right, how are you today? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse. My name is Logan Snow. I'm Native American, 47 years old. I'm a Microsoft developer. I'm also a cryptocurrency analyst. I come from a pretty tough town. All my friends were in gangs. My family married into the mob when I was younger. I was always fighting. Was taught martial arts at an early age and taught how to defend myself at a very early age. And street fighting was just what everybody did. It was a normal thing. All my family, you know, they might have been mobsters, but they were family. It was normal to me, and I wasn't afraid of anybody except for my own mother. Most times, the people in the mob that I knew as family were my best friends. They would have never, ever hurt me. I was never in the mob myself. I always stayed out of it. I was the smart kid. I was always known as the computer whiz, the kid that could help you get out of any jam. You know, most of my friends are either dead or in jail from drugs or shootings. My friends used to go out and shoot people for fun. You know, it was messed up childhood. I had a pretty tough childhood. I don't keep in touch with any of my family anymore. Most of my friends I don't keep in touch with. My family's kind of gone against me because I took the good road. My ex of 10 years that I have a daughter with cheated on me after 10 years, and I freaked out about it. And my family was very upset with me that I didn't take my ex back, and they all kind of took revenge. I've never broken the law in any way, shape, or form before. I've always taken the high road, and they, you know, pretty much tried to frame me, hacked every account that they could, because when my ex cheated on me, I left, and I left all my electronics that were hooked up to all of my accounts. I always saved the password, and I learned a hard lesson. Got a lot of things taken from me. Cryptocurrency was stolen from me in the process. There's a lot going on. You know, when I freaked out when my ex cheated on me after 10 years, my mom took out a restraining order out on me, and I think my ex talked her into it. Who knows? I don't really care. I don't talk to any of them anymore. My ex tried to frame me when I was on the other side of the country over in California, and she ruined my job out there. She hacked into my email account and got me fired from a good job out there. Now I'm back in Boston. But this is my home. I'm glad I came back. I'm glad all that stuff happened to me. You're going to hear a lot about my life, and you're going to hear a little bit about the mob, you know, gangs when I grew up, all the way until my current life, which my current life brings me to a parental custody battle over my 10-year daughter. I was a 24/7 dad. I did everything for my daughter. I made my hours around my daughter while my ex was out partying with all her friends, doing drugs out every Friday and Saturday night until 4 in the morning while I'm doing whatever with my daughter to keep my daughter occupied. I was the dad. She was not a mom, and she still doesn't act like a mom, but that's besides the point. You're going to hear a lot about these people. I got a pretty fucked up life, but you know, if you want to make your life any better or feel a little bit better about your day, come and listen to my podcast, because your life could definitely be worse. Just come and listen to my life. All right, everybody have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.